When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Do you know what Dak Prescott's cap hit next season is for the Cowboys? So in 2025?
85 million.
It's 89.9. That's his cap. He has a base salary of 47.7 million, a signing bonus of, and his signing bonus was 28. His signing bonus was 80 million. So the base salary of 47.7 and then the proration of the signing bonus is 28.8. And there's a restructure from earlier that is prorated at 13.2 for a cap hit of 89.9, which is 32.89% of the cap for the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, he's not playing on that contract. But I was even looking at Trevor Lawrence's deal, right? So again, this year was the last year of his rookie deal. And so his extension hits in 2025. But the way they have it structured, and again, this is what the 49ers would do. Trevor Lawrence's cap hit in 2025 is $17 million. It's $24 million in 2026. And then it starts to get aggressive. It's 35 in 2027 and it's 47 in 2028. And then there's a potential out. If they don't exercise that out, which they will, his 2029 cap hit is 78.5 million and his 2030 cap hit is 74.8. And then there's a void year, and there's a void year in 2031 and 2032. In 2031, that void year is a cap hit of $21 million. So again, wow. All of these get restructured or whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's just fun to look at and see how, again, these contracts. And that's the thing is you're going to hear Brock Purdy is going to sign a contract and you're going to hear the details of the contract and you are going to shit your pants because you're like, oh my God, this is a massive contract. We're doomed, whatever. And then you're going to look at it and go, okay, actually, it's not as bad as we think. It's just like the Eagles with Jalen Hurts.
Right.
These contracts and the cat. It's so easy to manipulate. That's why I'm not super concerned about it. But the reality is you better be sure that he's your guy if you're paying him that level of money, because even though it's easy to manipulate, it still is going to mean that eventually the bill is going to come due at some point and it's going to hurt you.
Well, the Nick Bosa card, this is what I guess I'm trying to explain what's in my head here. I don't want Purdy. The 49ers are generally very good about not putting themselves in a bad contract situation. Mm-hmm. Usually. They usually structure these things well. If Purdy, I don't want to see Purdy put them in a situation where they have to go above what they want to, kind of what they did with Ayuk. And even with Bosa, who Bosa's cap numbers are, it was 14.6 million this year, 20.5 million next year, nothing for him. But then in 2026, $42 million, then $52 million, then $42 million. So there may be a restructure coming, but if not, you are paying him like a quarterback in 2026. That's the type of contract. I don't think the Niners wanted to do that. If they did, they would have, they wouldn't have waited until the day before the season or whatever it was. And I just want the same thing for Purdy. If Purdy holds them over a barrel, I'll be a little bit pissed, because I think there's got to be, especially with quarterback, like you said, you could structure it in a way where you're still getting your money, you still get what it, you know, what it looks like on the surface, and it's structured in a way where you're not totally handicapping your team.
100%. And
we'll see if they can do that.
I know that his agent came out and said he wants to reset the market. He just doesn't seem like that type of player. Right now, I'm not saying that he shouldn't want his money. He absolutely should. He's literally been the most valuable, using the term value, meaning money, the most valuable player in the NFL over the past three seasons. Easily. The dude is making less than $1 million a year. And he's the quarterback of, you know, the defending NFC champions. So I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve his money, and I'm not saying that he doesn't want his money, but I also don't think he's the type of player that's like, look, I'm going to hold out for every last red cent, regardless of whether or not it hurts the team. I just don't see it. And I could be flat out wrong, but that it just does. He just doesn't strike me as that type of player.
We've been surprised before, dude.
100%.
And he cannot go into the negotiations. If this was after 2023, after that season, yeah, dude.
Sure.
He made top five MVP. We made the Super Bowl. We almost won the Super Bowl. Two comeback wins in the playoffs. But right now you're talking his completion percentage, he's 17th in the league. Yards, he's 13th. Yards per game, he's 12th. Touchdown passes, he's tied for 19th. He's QBR is 65.2. That's 10th. His rating is 94.3. That's 15th. He's played mid this year. His numbers are mid this year. How are you going to go in and be like, reset the market with me? You know what I mean? So I feel like there's got to be somewhere in the middle. You know what else I'm looking at? I want to just throw this out there. I just was looking at this before we went on the show. His home road splits this season. So he's at 8 starts at home, completion percentage of just under 62%, 6 touchdowns, 8 picks, and a rating of 81.1 at home. And on the road, 70% completion, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a rating of 115.1. I had no idea that it was that big of a discrepancy home and road this season. I don't know if there's any like reason, rhyme, or reason for it, but really crazy.
Well, it's been that big of a difference. I think part of it is looking at the road opponents. So he played Minnesota on the road. He played the Rams on the road. He played Seattle on the road. He played Tampa on the road, and he played Buffalo on the road. So I mean that Buffalo game, obviously in the snow. That Tampa game, he played well. 353 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I was gonna say, take the Bills game out. His numbers must be insane in those other 4 then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.